Jewelry Shop.
Hey, it's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How's it going, man?
Hi, good. How you doing?
Good. I just want to see what you guys are up to, if anything exciting is happening today.
Not really much fanning going on, huh? That doesn't seem to be.
No?
Yeah, everything's pretty slow. Yeah.
People in the store?
Repairs mostly, as much as anything.
Okay.
But with these prices of gold and stuff, there still doesn't seem to be a whole lot moving out.
Yeah, that's but at least it's starting to kind of stable out, you know, or what's the word, level out, you know.
As long as the economy's in this kind of condition now, I don't know if there's much going to be going on, as expensive as everything else is, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not an economist.
How that's
Tell me
go.
About it. What do you think?
People around here are all saying they're hanging on their money now with the price of gas getting so high and everything else, groceries skyrocketing. They say they just don't have real money to put into too much kind of luxury goods and stuff there.
They must have better social lives than me, because the price of gas doesn't mess with me too much. I just go to work and I go home, you know?
Oh,
you know?
Well, we're in the country, so here, if you want to go anywhere, you drive.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah. Okay, yeah, I got a 15-minute drive, like anywhere I got to go, you know?
Oh, yeah, get anywhere in 15 minutes.
Go pick up my kids, 15 minutes, you know? I go to work, 15 minutes. I go to a restaurant, 15 minutes. That's what's nice about where I'm at. But in upstate New York or Rochester, I don't know if you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said you.
No.
You don't know the region? Oh.
No, yeah. I'm not real familiar up there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But so you want to go somewhere, half an hour.
Usually, yeah. If you want to do much of anything or go much of anywhere.
Yeah. So gas could put a dent in your budget like that.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. But
Then
yeah,
some people drive a long way to work.
Hopefully they get that figured out kind of quickly. I don't understand. You know what I mean? I don't follow the news too closely because I get sucked in. You know,
it's all depressing.
I gotta be tunnel vision on what I gotta take care of, right? You know.
Yeah.
World leaders don't care if I know what's going on or not, and I can't really make a difference in what they're doing. But.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, anytime they make decisions that start affecting the day-to-day, like the gas prices, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and, like, the reason that gold has been able to level out, I hear, is because something with the, like, the rate, the variable rate or something like that, we're thinking about adjusting. And, and so I don't know. You know, it's like a stock market thing.
I hear all these guys bought silver now. They can't get rid of it. The refineries don't even want it. Some guy told me today he was somewhere where a jeweler turned it down. They don't even want the silver anymore.
Yeah.
Whoever thought all these guys bought silver figuring it'd be worth all this, you know, money. Now they can't get rid of it.
Yeah, they'll be able to move it eventually. Just, you know, not. It's going to be at
much lower price probably.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the smelters are all backed up is what the issue is. Right, and so...
Oh, yeah, they have oversupply, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, everyone, you know, the whole... They gummed up the works, so to speak. So, yeah, that's why, yeah, it's hard to get rid of it. And I have a jeweler that I work with. She was able to move it, but had to wait, like, 3 weeks to be able to lock in her price. And
oh, yeah. I can't even process gold. It takes almost 2 months to process gold.
Oh, really?
So who knows what the price might be by the time I hear back from the refinery. Well, once you buy it, you have to hold on to it for so long.
Where do you go? Where do you bring it?
Usually I send it all to Kitco.
Okay.
I like Kitco.
All right.
But they were so far behind. They might maybe they're catching up a little bit now that the price went down, but I think so they were catching up too because the price went down. They wanted to process as much as they could at the lower price in case it goes back up.
I know that refineries are caught up when I see the price start skyrocketing again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, everyone's getting paid out. You know what I mean? Because
But then they have to have something to do with it too. That's what happens with silver. Everybody assumes they're always going to want it, but.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with it if they have nobody buying it off of them? You know, it doesn't do them any good to buy it.
Yeah, right? So it's just this whole cycle. Yeah, it's crazy. And then they're like, oh, yeah, and you're going to have to pay more for gas now. No, I don't want to. You know, should have got one of them electric cars. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
All these people bought it figuring the government's going to crash and everything's going to fall apart. And I always tell them, can you eat your silver?
Yeah.
It's going to be food. Everybody's after food. They're not after gold and silver. They say, I'll be able to buy anything I need and well, this and that. No, you won't. Look right now. You can't get your silver for anything. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel you. But, I mean, you know, it's still, they'll be able to move it, you know, but I don't know if it's, you know, going to be, you know, it's not.
Yeah, they'll make
gold.
Money on it or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gold they'll continue to buy, but yeah, silver is, you know, we'll see where it's at. You know, at some point, is there a point of no return where they're just like, we have all the silver we'll ever need. Everyone with silver, just hang on to it. You can keep it, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I've been hearing for years is tons of people just all over the world just hoarding silver and all of a sudden everybody wants to dump it, and they never thought about what happens when everybody else wants to dump it, just like the stock market. You got to have a buyer to have a seller. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's crazy. So, you got to have some people holding on to it. Someone's got to want to own it, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. At all. You got to have the buyer to have a seller, you know, to buy it.
Yeah. What's your business look like as far as doing bridal calls? When do you guys get more of those?
Oh boy, I'll be honest with you, they're so slow right now. We haven't sold a bridal set, I'll bet, in a couple weeks at least.
Okay.
Now they're just, nobody seems to be getting married anymore much, and
that's not the case.
Don't seem to be much marketing. Oh, you look on Facebook Marketplace or somewhere, and there's just sets everywhere.
Oh yeah.
People are breaking up, and then people aren't getting married, and then they're getting divorced, and.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's something
about... The
jewelry
market isn't even like it used to be.
So, I understand that, you know, it's worth a certain amount, you know, like, but on Facebook Marketplace, you know that was a bad situation, you know, that it was a broken up marriage or engagement, and there's something about going into a new engagement, new marriage... You don't want to know it, you know what I mean? You don't want to, you know, go to the jewelry store, you know, you got the fresh start with it. I don't know. It's the same idea to me as getting a lab stone in your engagement ring. It's like the symbolism of it doesn't feel like it's the proper, you know, symbolism, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a natural diamond, you know? It survived all this pressure for millions of years, and, you know, that's a good symbol for what you want in a marriage. Not, you know, something that, you know, just got made.
Just pump out more.
Yeah, you know, that's not rare at all, but, you know, same idea. But, well, I'll tell you what, Three Stones have actually been busy again with the naturals because you know, the price of natural diamonds under 2 carats has gone down like 40% or so over the last couple of years. And
they've been coming down too.
You know, the average price of an engagement ring is still around the same, still around $6,000. And like right now, you know, you could get a carat FSI-1, GSI-1. And a couple of side stones for, you know, like less than $3,000. So, you know, wholesale. And then, you know, you sell that for $5,000, $6,000, you know, and you make a keystone.
Yeah. SCR area, though, you talk $5,000 or $6,000 where you're from, that's probably pretty standard here. That's a huge amount of money for somebody to spend on engagement ring.
I mean, $6,000 is a lot of money anyway.
For where
we're
at, yeah.
But, yeah, on an engagement ring. But that's what I'm saying is, you know, people have been going naturals more because labs just got so saturated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not uncommon to be selling a carat or 3/4 of a carat or a 1/2 carat as a center stone again. So,
yeah,
it's been happening more often again. And I think it will move in that direction some more because – you know, it's just like anytime one trend, you know, catches on and everyone runs in that direction, you know, the pendulum always swings back, you know? And so
yeah, I'm just
being the, you know, the herald of good news. So you just wait and see. You'll be getting them. And then if you ever need something that is not in the store, not in the case, give me a call. My website is a great resource to be able to look up. How much is this going for? So feel free to hop on there. And I have a lot of finished goods too. So actually, I have some closeout deals going. I don't know if you have any holes in your inventory or if you're buying at all right now.
Not too much right now. No, even the couple of salesmen we still had to show up in person, they said they quit going around. They said it's not worth them going around. They're not selling anything. So there was only a couple of old guys left that still actually visited the stores, and they quit going around anywhere.
Really? They're just like, we're just going to stay home now?
Oh, yeah. They just gave it up and just said, we're not selling anything. We're just wasting gas and money to stay places, and we're just not moving anything.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's no good. I hope it I hope it changes up for them. But, yeah. So, well, anyway, you got my number written anywhere that's convenient for you?
Yeah, we always have it here. Yeah.
Oh, man, I appreciate you. And I'm sending you over this email with, like I said, some pretty good closeout deals for some jewelry items. I got some studs, 1.14 carat total weight, natural diamond stud earrings, $1,850. Where are you going with that? Now, some cluster earrings, 3/4 carat total weight, natural diamond cluster earrings, $700. So, things like this. If you could use them, you let me know. Those are the prices until we're out of them. So.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good talk to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. RMCGarrity65@hotmail.com. That's you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Still same thing. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks a lot. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Okay.
Hey, you too. We'll see ya.
All right. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.